Blog Talk Radio.
I offer up myself to you, protected by your hand. My dreams and schemes and all I have surrendered to your plan. I know that I'm inadequate, I stumble and I fall, but still you always pick me up whenever I will call.
We humbly bow before you. We love to praise and adore you. We humbly bow before the throne. We give you all the glory. Salvation is our story. We humbly bow before the throne.
I offer up myself to you, protected by your hand. My dreams and schemes and all I have is surrendered to your plan. I know that I'm inadequate, I stumble and I fall, still you always pick me up whenever I will call.
We humbly bow before you. We love to praise and adore you. We give you all the glory. Salvation is our story. We humbly bow before the throne.
I need you by my side. Forgive me for my pride. Please hear my cry before the throne.
Don on the line. California just had a 4 to 5 point earthquake down in Southern California near Carson. I am going to play a quick video because John was talking about holes in the ballot during the recall election, so please bear with me.
Acts for you on the 2021 election, focusing on the vote on whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. And now some voters are concerned about the mail-in ballots they've received. This is a ballot from Placer County. Now take a look here. The hole that you see in the middle of the screen on the return envelope in some counties, but not others. The issue for some, the recall vote is visible from these holes. So you can see whether or not the person voted no or yes. And voters are worried that this could make the ballots vulnerable to fraud. We asked Ryan Ronco with the Placer County Registrar of Voters what are some things that voters can do to protect their vote.
There's really only one way to put the ballot into the envelope where that vote
shows, and there are literally a dozen other ways that a person may be able to, after voting, place the ballot into the envelope and not have that choice show. And not the least of which is just really reverse fold the ballot so that just the white portions of the ballot are showing, so that once you put it into the envelope, there's absolutely no way that a person might be able to see that vote.
And right now we're joined live by Jana Haynes. She is from the Sacramento County Voter Registrar's Office to give us some clarity and some advice and some information. And so, Jana, this isn't the case with the Sacramento County ballots, but there are still holes in a different location on the envelope. So can you explain to people why you do have those holes there?
Absolutely. So the holes are there for two reasons. The first and most important reason is for accessibility for visually impaired voters. We got some feedback from our blind community and from Secretary of State's office that in order for blind voters to be able to identify where the signature line is on the envelope, which is very important for them to sign, that this would help provide some individuality and autonomy for them to vote on their own. The other reason that we use those holes is so that after we open the envelope, take out the ballot and process it, we can visually tell immediately whether or not that envelope is empty to make sure that no ballot paper is left behind.
And so for people wondering why it's there for visually impaired, it's because they know where to feel, right? That's how they know how and where to vote on the ballot?
Yes. So if they run their finger along the ballot envelope, they can tell exactly where it is that the signature line ends and begins. You'll notice on nearly every mail-in envelope that there are two holes, one at the beginning of the signature line and one at the end of the signature line, and that's exactly what they're there for.
And so we just heard from Mr. Ronco, but – oh, I'm sorry. We heard from Mr. Ronco about –
I was going to say, this is not a new piece of design on our envelopes. This is something that we've used for several years.
Right, and maybe it's just now coming to light just because it's a recall election, which is a very unique thing, and there aren't many questions on the ballot. So, and we just heard from Mr. Ronco on some ways to avoid that, especially like if you're living in Placer County where they do have the hole in a different place. What are some suggestions that you have for voters? Maybe just kind of be aware of where the holes are on your envelope if you don't want people to be able to see what you voted.
Absolutely. So every county ballot is designed differently. The ballot in Placer County looks differently than the ballot in Sacramento, looks different than the ballot in Yolo, as well as the envelope. So it's good for voters to be aware whether this is an issue in your county or not. Once you fold your ballot and place it in the envelope, just take a glance at the holes and make sure that there's nothing that breaches your voter confidentiality. And in the event that there is, as Mr. Ronco said, there are several different ways to not only fold your ballot, but to place it in the envelope to avoid this issue.
Yeah, just something to kind of be aware of. Another question that I've been dying to ask you all week. We have wildfires going on all over the place, as you very well know. Hundreds of people have lost their homes. They won't be getting mail. And we actually just saw a post office burn to the ground in Grizzly Flats. What happens to those ballots and to the people who won't be receiving them? Or what do you tell the people who are either A, evacuated, B, lost their home, or C, that was their post office, so anything that they may have been waiting for may have been burned?
So for anyone that has had to evacuate due to wildfires, or even if in a situation where they didn't have to evacuate, but their mail may have been interrupted in transmission due to the fires, we encourage them to contact their county registrar's office to request a new ballot either at their location that they're at or at an evacuated location. They can also wait till in-person voting starts in the beginning of September and go and vote in person. And any ballot that was issued to them that they weren't able to vote will be null and void once they vote in a different manner. And so every county registrar's office that is being impacted by these fires has a variety of ways to ensure that their voters can still vote, whether they're still in the county, outside the county, have had to evacuate or not. So there's a lot of protections in place, but we need to make sure that the voters are reaching out to their registrar's office to start that process.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine everything they probably have going on in their minds, like when your house, you know, burns or when you can't even get back to your house to get your information. So just, I mean, at least we have some weeks ahead, and the recall election is on September.
I'm going to be pulling in Don now, And John should be calling any minute. So here we go. Don, did you hear that okay?
Yeah, it was okay. It was a little not muffled, but blurred, but that's all right. The gist of what she was talking about, you know, it sounds like she's trying to make another excuse for all the voters not being able to vote.
Well, okay. The reason I played that particular video is because I talked to John 15 minutes before the show, and he was suspicious of the holes in his ballot because he went in person to the polls, and they told him indeed it was for blind people to find the marker where to vote and sign. But he said that when it's put in the envelope that you can see some of it, and he was suspicious. So I thought I would play that just for an indicator of what he's going to be talking about. But now he's calling in late because I don't know what happened. But why don't you give your reflection on Larry Elder, the election? I guess some 29-year-old millionaire also ran who's a YouTube star. And did you hear anything about the election? And if not, you can talk about something else that calls in.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear much about the election. I just knew the results, and the results were seemingly overwhelming, over 2-1, where there was a no vote on the recall, and that was it. Because once you vote no on the recall, or yes, and I guess it's a yes. I forgot the verbiage, but it's like, do we need to have a recall? I forget, what is the actual wording on it? Because I think yes was the vote that was. Yes.
What
was
are
the
you
vote
trying to
was,
say, John?
I think yes is the vote that there should not have been a recall. If I'm not mistaken, it was yes. There should be not.
I heard
there should not be.
Need 12,000. They only need 12,000 people to ask for the recall. They
right,
only
the
needed 12,000 people.
They got that overwhelmingly. But the thing is,
right.
The actual. The
but then
actual
it seems
recall,
like a waste of money.
It was.
If you want hands down. Money.
Yeah, it was a tremendous waste of money because he didn't do anything wrong except, I mean, yes, he didn't take the protocol, vaccine protocol, seriously, where he
actually, that's what he was being. Wait, that's what he was being punished for is being making the restrictions too tough.
Right, and he didn't follow them. He was out partying. He was out going around without his mask on in social settings. So he didn't cooperate with his own mask-wearing mandate. But the thing is that that is not enough to call a recall. That's not enough to call a recall.
John, Don, I made a mistake, and I only scheduled the show for 30 minutes by mistake. So what I'm going to do is we're gonna have a half-hour break from 9:30 to 10, and then hopefully John and Suzette will pay attention and call in because I just got off the phone with them.
No problem.
So we still have 15. So this is what I heard from John, the horse's mouth, plus my twin sister worked at the election.
Well, go ahead.
My twin sister is a county worker, and she worked at the recall election 4 days. They had 900 voters on the last day. I heard that Gavin Newsom was on the radar because he was too strict on the COVID and the mask, the mask stuff for months on end. However,
right.
Places like Florida had much more exposure to illness because they were too lax. So in the end, people abided by what his decision was because they realized that it was better in a highly populated state to have that mask mandate. Now,
correct.
Larry Elder argued that it ruined the economy.
Correct.
You know, having that long a time for the restrictions to be in place. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to play a couple of clips because nobody's on the air but us. And it's coming on in 3 seconds now. 1 second. Okay, it was the wrong video. So we can keep talking for a minute. I'm gonna play this one, okay? Just a moment, please.
Sure, go ahead. Because
I'm on the Yahoo Money page, and it seems kind of messed up. So just what have you been paying attention this week to in the news?
Well, there hasn't been anything but COVID. And that's been the main news story of the entire week. We, of course, have had a stock market that's gone down 9% during the week.
I heard there was a big descending fall today.
Right. Well, it only fell 166 today. But in the past days, it's fallen 116, 160, and it's been a slow descent. The NASDAQ lost an appreciable amount. I think it was about 140 today, and so there's a correction in the stock market right now. That's going on because a lot of it is because of the uncertainty. The other thing is that they've got 11,000 immigrants or the potential immigrants down at the Texas border that are living under a bridge, and it's like a huge homeless camp. And so that's going to be a real problem with Biden,
trying to
correct it.
Do you think that dip in the stock market has a big impact?
Oh yeah, because if the tax breaks. If the new tax laws of people taxed over $400,000 is implemented, plus another the corporate tax going back up to 28%, 29%, I believe that they're saying it could send us into a recession. We don't have enough employees for these jobs. These jobs are still dying because there aren't enough workers. And the supply chain is still disrupted with lack of lithium and the software, so the chips. This could be a perfect storm that at the end of the year or the start of 2022, we really have some kind of a crash. And there might be a government shutdown. There's another pressing issue. It's eluding me now, but that there are quite a few things that are going on that are going to possibly stop our very good growth that we've had in the last year and a half. So then, we're really going to be in a pickle in that. The infrastructure bill could be very well derailed. And if that's the case, then everybody's going to be out of luck. we'll have the 1 trillion, 1.5 trillion, but we won't have the other 3 trillion that the Democrats are looking for. And if that doesn't come about, there's a great possibility that not only 2022 will the House go back red, but in 2024, unless the Democrats come up with a really good candidate, a really good one, Biden may just lose this next election. And
what do you mean by that?
Oh, no, it's really, really easy. First of all, he's going to be too old. Second of all, his Wizard of Ozidry, if you want to call it that, is going to be...
There's no way that Biden's running a second time.
That's what I'm saying. And his Wizard of Ozidry is going to be exposed. And so, you know, they're going to come behind the curtain and see who he really is. And unless the Democrats come up with a candidate who is going to be...
You know, there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. There's no big secrets. I'm tired of that conspiracy theory shit.
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. The man has no backbone. He never has. That's what the problem is.
Well, he's asserted himself in foreign policy, and I've actually seen him live once.
Right. Well, I've seen him. I've met him quite a few times, and I know that he is smoking
mirrors. I disagree with that. I think he comes from a working-class steel-dominated state back in the old days, and he did have character back in those days. He wasn't wishy-washy.
Well, she wouldn't have let his dad.
Well, he's actually from Delaware, but he has strong ties to Pennsylvania.
He has a kid who committed suicide and another one who's a porn star. What is wrong with this picture?
His son didn't commit suicide.
His son practically died. His brain aneurysm was possibly self-inflicted, but he's got his other one.
Well, I've never heard that before.
Well, it's not.
Okay, so here's the deal, Don.
They were
the show's ending in. The show is ending in 8 minutes. I'm hanging up now to call John and Suzette. We can't get this whole thing rolling until everybody's on, because I designed the show for John's topic matter, and he's not here.
Right.
So I have to call back in 40 minutes, and we're only going to do an hour show tonight at 10 o'clock,
all right,
okay?
No problem. But
okay, I'll see you in 40 minutes, okay?
All righty.
Bye.